and trees this Saturday morning. I'm Rosie on the house. John's been our arbor guest now for, I don't know, about 7 or 8 times. And man, you light the flames up. Trees are, yeah, but imagine a world without a tree, man.
I know, I can't imagine it.
Can't imagine it.
No, not at all.
Can't imagine. So let's take care of what we do have. Dave wants to know how he can take better care of his lemon tree that's browning. Good morning, Dave, from Goodyear, Arizona. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I have a couple questions. My lemon tree it has produced some nice lemons on it. It's only about 3 years old, but this year it's coming out, and the tips of the leaves are starting to be a little brownish. And I've checked the watering; I believe it's getting enough water. And then I have a couple of really tall sprouts that are coming that are going like straight up, but they're not below the graft. So I don't know whether those should be trimmed off. And then the second tree is the peach tree. I've had it 3 years, too, and have yet to have any peaches on it. I get lots of blooms, lots of foliage on it, but never any peaches on it yet.
Well, there's dealing with your lemon tree with the browning tips, you know, hard to tell exactly what that might be. Could be a little bit of salt damage. Might be which is real typical of some of our water, even if it's getting lots of water. If the water has some salt content, it can accumulate in the leaves and end up browning the margins. Sometimes it can just be some wind damage as well. And also, lemons have a big leaf turnover this time of year. If you notice, sometimes the older leaves will yellow and start to drop as the new leaves are being put on. What was that second question?
Has peach tree.
No, you had something else about your lemon.
Yeah, I've got some branches that are going like straight up. They,
right, right.
You know, it would be like ones of the suckers that come up from below the graft, but they're above the graft.
There are some shoots that emerge sometimes that don't have a lot of branch architecture. They tend to just be pretty straight, and they shoot up right through the center of the tree. Those are kind of wayward sprouts. And you might want to think about taking them out if they don't have very many side branches and they grow straight up through the canopy. On the other hand, that sometimes is the way that trees promote their next tier of foliage. As a tree gets larger over the years, it's going to be producing a canopy beyond the existing canopy, and so it's sending up some new sprouts which will begin to form that new canopy. So depending on the age of your tree, you might want to consider that maybe the tree's getting larger. If you don't want it to get any larger, you want to kind of maintain its present canopy size, maybe you should take those out. On the peach tree, that's a good question. I'm not sure if it needs another peach tree in the area to pollinate. It might be a cultivar that requires a second tree as a pollinator. Sometimes these peach trees, do you cut the peach tree back?
No, I haven't cut it back any.
All right. Well, a lot of, you know, we have a peach tree in our house too, and it's usually peaches are self-pollinators, and they just never have problems putting on any fruit. So I'm not really certain about that one. I'd have to kind of take a pass because there's several factors. We have a fruit tree at our house. I believe it's a plum, and it has gone for 4 or 5 years now, blooming every year, but never producing fruit either. And I'm not sure why. Again, probably a pollination question, because you can get blooms, but if there's not a pollinator in your area, or if it's not a self-pollinating tree, it will have blooms but no fruit.
And for your area, Dave, and Goodyear, you could get over to Elgin Nursery and talk to any of the Jays, Jay Ladd, Justin, Jonathan Manning, and any of them.
Great
could
idea.
Probably help you
there
right
you
there local. And I know they sell peach trees because I've got one of theirs in my yard. John Eisenhower, Integrity Tree Service, we appreciate your time. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I guess we should have started with that.
Well, my wife Kim and I started Integrity Tree Service 25 years ago this month. We are so excited. We have a great group of employees who bring some good quality residential and commercial tree service to the Valley of the Sun. If anyone would like to get a hold of us, we'd love to help you. Any other consulting questions, please go to our website. We have a series of great informational articles on a lot of the stuff we talked about today. In fact, most of the tips we discussed today are contained in an article called Preparing Trees for Summer. You can get to the website at www.itreeservice.com, just the letter I, treeservice.com.
Tony, Ryan, Catherine, hang on. We may not get to your calls all on the air, but we won't leave you hanging. We'll take you here at top of the hour. We also have the Register of Contractors coming in to join us next hour. And then in the third hour, we've got Valleywide Recycling.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.